Hello everyone, my name is Seb and this podcast is about best practices when you are sourcing automobile electronics components. If this is interesting to you, then you can find further info on systemgorilla.com. Enjoy the podcast. Sourcing automotive parts, especially electronics components, in nowadays business worlds and current developments politically and in the geo world, this is a complicated process, as you can imagine. So today I want to walk you through key considerations when you are sourcing automotive electronics components, key players in the field, decision strategies for a good sourcing, and risk mitigation. Overall, the next couple of minutes will be very interesting for you, no matter if you're on the supplier side or OEM side, you're getting executive insights from somebody who knows the business. Enjoy. What are your key considerations when you want to make well-informed decisions? Well, overall, sourcing automotive electronic components, you should look out for the met quality standards. You need to meet rigorous safety and performance standards that are defined sometimes in ISO standards like 9001, 16949, or IATF 16949. They are all crucial, but also on top of that, additional safety requirements coming from functional safety or also product safety that shall allow your ADAS systems to perform well in the next years are some criteria that should be met by your supplier landscape. Technology and innovations are the driver of your vehicles, or at least the driver of your consumers buying your vehicles, meaning that you must take your suppliers into the same position so that they'll be able to provide you with appropriate technology that's robust enough and still create an innovative impact in the market. You can look at these market examples of electric vehicles, autonomous driving again, and connected cars. You'll need to stay updated on technological trends to stay within the market overall, and this includes, as a supplier, the development of sensors, the development of embedded systems, power electronics, and communication. The industry overall moves forward in electrification, and components like battery management systems or electric powertrains, as you can imagine, likewise with charging modules, are becoming more critical in the field. So if you are one of the suppliers that can deal with that very well already in this product portfolio, this makes you a good competitor. Supply chain visibility and transparency is overall getting more important, even driven by political standards. Usually, automotive companies rely on a global supply chain for components. It's crucial to assess the reliability and transparency, therefore. Traceability of components for quality control and, as I mentioned already, regulatory compliance is essential, especially in cases of recalls and defect tracing. And connected with the catch and keyword software-defined vehicle, you know very well that we're gonna deal more and more with stuff like these, recalls and defect tracking. Lead time and stock levels. As you know, automotive companies often have long production cycles, so they need to secure a timely delivery, and maintaining stock levels are their key concerns. So you must plan for longer lead times or disruptions, especially with complex, high-in-demand parts. Microcontrollers, everybody knows this example nowadays. But also their sensors and semiconductors are a usual concern for timely delivery. Ask yourself, how do you deal with that? And you'll know how you'll rank in the supplier rating. Let's talk about actual key players in the field, always with a look at the year. We're in 2025. The world is moving on. Tier 1 suppliers in the field. There are some primary suppliers that provide systems and modules directly to automotive manufacturers. They typically handle complex assemblies of full electronic systems. Examples thereof would be Denso, Bosch, Continental, Delphi Technologies, nowadays called Aptiv, ZF in Friedrichshafen, and Magneti Marelli. Those ones are known for their competency in system integration, and this makes them special. Tier 2 and Tier 3 suppliers we see today. Tier 2 suppliers typically provide individual components or subassemblies that are integrated then later on into larger systems. Tier 3 suppliers mainly focus on raw materials or more specialized components to be later on integrated. Typical supplier names in that field would be Infineon Technologies for semiconductors, ST Microelectronics, sensors and microcontrollers they do, NXP Semiconductors who do connectivity and sensor solutions, and Texas Instruments, analog and embedded processing components is their main field. Emerging players come into the field from the sector of electric vehicle development and autonomous vehicle development. Because as electric and autonomous vehicles drive new innovations in automotive electronics, players like Tesla, who is self-manufacturing some components for his vehicles, or Mobileye, who provides advanced driver assistance systems, or Waymo, who provides autonomous driving tech, are becoming increasingly important. We shall not underestimate their role in the nearer future, at least when it comes to really innovative stuff, the stuff we all need. Let's go on with decision strategies for a good sourcing. Supplier diversification is always a good choice. Avoid the over-reliance on one supplier. Diversifying suppliers can help reduce the risk of supply chain disruptions. If you're sitting on the supplier side, that means you will likely have somebody else delivering the very same product at a comparable price. Why not team up? Choose suppliers with a solid track record of delivering on time and with the required quality standards. Yeah, I mean, that's obvious, right, isn't it? What about strategic partnerships? From an OEM point of view, to form long-term strategic partnerships with key suppliers is very useful as a tool. These partnerships can help secure favorable terms, improve communication, and ensure consistent quality. Sometimes it is forgotten about these strategic partnerships that to make them very well working, very efficiently, it needs some manpower on both sides. Please plan that into your sourcing activity. It makes sense to collaborate on joint development tasks or innovation projects to leverage the supplier's expertise in specific technologies and get some benefit of it together. Now, thinking in terms of cost and quality trade-off, while cost, as you all know it, is always a consideration, it's crucial to balance cost reductions with maintaining the required quality standards. And nowadays, especially automotive premium segment, poor quality components can lead to a couple of bad things, like safety issues, recalls, damage to brand reputation, or even customers. Nobody wants that, just for a cost reduction. Supply chain flexibility seems to be key in the next years. It is mandatory that you figure out a supplier solution that can offer flexibility in terms of production capacity and delivery schedules. The ability to ramp up or down based on demand fluctuations seems very valuable in the nearer future. Let's last come to risk mitigation strategies. Well, obviously supplier audits and assessments are a necessary tool. You need to conduct regular supplier audits to ensure that they still and again meet your quality, safety, and regulatory requirements in the process. Assess their financial stability is another tip, as well as their manufacturing capacity and past performance to identify potential risks early. By the way, this is always the same thing in risk mitigation. Identify risks early because they're then easier to steer. Inventory management and buffer stocks. It is crucial to maintain a buffer stock of critical components to safeguard against supply chain disruptions. We can easily see that happening, so this can help absorb shocks from factors like transportation delays, natural disasters, geopolitical events, whatever you can imagine. What about geopolitical risk management? Global supply chains are exposed to risks such as trade tensions, tariffs, or regulatory changes. Diversifying suppliers again here makes a lot of sense. All right, single source and multiple sourcing. Single sourcing can lead to better pricing and stronger supplier relations because you are buying a bigger capacity. But it can also make you vulnerable if the supplier faces issues, for example, bankruptcy or labor strikes. I mean, multiple sourcing spread risks, but it may increase complexity and cost, or your manpower increases, whatever you prefer. Stay ahead of component lifecycle management, component obsolescence, or production delays to avoid disruptions when key components are discontinued or upgraded. Agility in production and delivery. Utilize lean and agile production strategies to quickly adapt to changes in demand or supply chain constraints. Also, work with suppliers who have established responsive and flexible supply chains, especially when dealing with fast-changing markets like electric vehicle counts and autonomous driving technologies. You want to have a short summary of all of this? No problem with Sepp from systemgorilla.com. In summary, the sourcing of automotive electronic components requires careful evaluation of suppliers, a focus on quality and technology, and a strategic risk management. By diversifying suppliers, building strong relationships with them, and employing mitigation strategies for risks such as geopolitical tension, supply chain disruptions, you can ensure a more robust and reliable sourcing strategy. And I tell you what, if you work like this, as I said, with your suppliers together, even they are going to be happy. Thanks for listening to me. Enjoy your day and executive advice from systemgorilla.com. Yours, Sepp.